Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, just time for a quick bite of food, and food writer Lily Higgins joins me now to talk about dips and nibbles. Hi, Lily.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Great, very good. Okay. This is one of my favourite things to talk about, sort of snacky things.
It's a nice way to have people over without having to make an actual meal, isn't it?
Oh, totally, yeah. And it just sort of takes the pressure off everyone as well, as long as they know, you know. I think it's important to tell people, you know, I'm only going to do sort of nibbles now,
eat a bit before you come, line the stomach.
Yeah, exactly. Fill up on the bread. Exactly.
What are the main rules for good nibbles?
I think, you know, it has to be something that's easy to serve, you know, so you're not in like a hot fuss when people arrive. And then it needs to be something that's easy to hold and easy to eat. So
brilliant.
I think, you know, like, I've got a big dog, you know, and she'll be trying to get whatever's in your hand, and you'll be trying to balance a drink as well. So it's like, and you'll be trying to spit out a stone of an olive, you know, so you need to kind of think about all these situations and what would be really easy to for them to hold and to eat.
Frictionless. So, frictionless is the word we're looking for, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly.
So listen, dips are all the rage again now, aren't they?
They're like, I absolutely love them. And of course, we've got all our traditional things, like, you know, you've got hummus and tzatziki and all those dips that we love. But I just love a cheese-based dip. So like a whipped feta, a whipped ricotta, and even sort of a whipped cheddar and jalapeno dip is so delicious. So you can add herbs, and you do it in a food processor usually, and then you just add loads of lovely herbs, and you can add like a dollop of yogurt as well to sort of loosen it all up, or some olive oil. And it's just a really good way to have something that you can dip like tortilla chips into, or crackers, or even vegetables if you had loads of lovely little vegetables on the side as well. So dips are good, and people can take as much or as little as they want.
Now, in terms of dips though, you don't want it to look like you're presenting a bowl of slop. Is there a presentation tips here?
Yeah, so presentation tips are good. So usually the dip is just a blended up mix of lots of things, isn't it? So what I like to do is sort of hold back a little bit of bits. So say if you're making hummus, I hold back a few chickpeas, and then I decorate the top with little bits of paprika and those chickpeas and some olive oil or parsley, and then just basically reflecting what's in the dip, you know. So then say if we do a cheese and jalapeno dip, I do some coriander and paprika and jalapenos on top of that, just to sort of show people, you know, this is what's in this one. I think that works really well. And olives are beautiful for decorating. Basically, if you've got some olive oil, some olives and some fresh herbs, everything looks absolutely beautiful, you know.
And what about something warm for people? You kind of use the air fryer indiscriminately here, don't you?
Oh, I do. Like, I love the air fryer, and I just think it's so, so handy. So I love, basically, you can pop things like cherry tomatoes or grapes or peaches. Like, I think fruit seems to be big this year. We're roasting fruit, you know, so like roasted strawberries. And then you just cover them with a splash of like a really thick balsamic vinegar. And then you could have that with any dips. Like, you'd have that with whipped ricotta and little bruschetta, or, you know, some sort of crusty bread.
Really? So you're having that with the savoury?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. And things like adding bits of savoury. Say if you've got pomegranate molasses, you know, that's really sharp, and it's like balsamic as well. So you'd put that over your fruit, so your roast grapes, and then you'd have your cheesy dip with the roast grapes and the grilled peaches. And hot honey is amazing as well. So like hot honey, feta dip, grilled peaches, like absolutely
hot
delicious.
Honey being spicy honey rather than...
Yeah, exactly. So you can make your own as well. Yeah, not heated honey. So you can mix a little bit of sriracha sauce with honey, and it's so good over pizzas and everything. I just have a jar of it the whole time in the cupboard and mix it up as I need it. And it's really, really delicious. So then if you sort of leave it sort of DIY, like what I like to do is assemble some of them, you know, like I don't want it to look too fussy. So you'd have a few little bits of crackers with the ricotta and the tomatoes on them, and then leave everything else. So people kind of get to the chopping board and they're like, oh, this is what we're doing here, you know, and then they can kind of make it themselves without it feeling too fussy. There's a little bit of DIY, a little bit of interaction going on in that.
And just before we go, what about a few tapas-style small bites or nibbles or that?
Yeah, so like I was saying with olives, it's good to just... So if you buy whole olives, and then you can actually marinate them yourself, so just pop them in a jar with some lemon peel or orange peel, and then fresh herbs like rosemary and thyme, and then some olive oil on top. And you can fill loads of jars of that and just keep it in the fridge. And like the air fryer now again, I often just put almonds in there with a spritz of olive oil and toss them with some salt. and then like 6 minutes in the air fryer and you've got beautiful almonds and you can add like chopped rosemary to it as well and just have them in a jar to just tip out into a bowl. And I have to tell you about banderillas as well. It's a Spanish tapas mix. This is just opening loads of jars. So you've got pickles like mini gherkins, pickled onions, olives, you know, those little sweet cherry peppers and slices of lemon and just mix them all together. So open all your jars, tip them all into a bowl, give it a mix and then put them into fresh jars. And it's beautiful and it's really colourful and absolutely, it's, you know, the sort of savoury, vinegary thing that you need when you're having like a cold beer or, you know, when it's sunny outside. And it's also, these are all really good things to sort of whet your appetite if you are serving, you know, a barbecue.
So you've boiled it right down now to the most frictionless ever. Open some jars. Yeah. I love it. That's a lot of people's idea of entertaining. And I see you can get a tin of fish now as a gourmet item as well. So you could give them
a tin
of fish as well.
Exactly. Yeah,
they're paying for that in restaurants these days. Good God.
Just pull back the lid. Perfect. A bit of buttered toast, very fancy, and a fork. Yeah, that's all you need.
Sure, listen, but if you give them buttered toast, nobody's going to go home complaining. It's the great leveller. We all love a bit of buttered toast. Lily Higgins, thank you very much.